Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Mike Jones of The Athletic. Mike, it feels like we're doing a weekly, what's the deal with Philadelphia question, but what's the deal with Philadelphia?
Man, I think that this is just the Eagles this year. Obviously, they are plagued by injuries on their offensive line and kind of just some underperformance as well. A little deterioration, I guess, as age starts to pile up. Defensively, they got reinforcements at the trade deadline. That was supposed to really help cure everything, but they really didn't get any reinforcements along their offensive line. And, you know, their play caller still has not gotten things figured out. And you just wonder, okay, is Nick Sirianni going to step in? Or is that the answer? They are still better than a lot of teams out there, but they've got a lot of warts.
Well, they do. And yet they're really, really good, which is odd. The big winners this weekend, we went through a bunch of them, but what team do you think comes out of week 12 smelling the prettiest?
As far as smelling the prettiest, I don't know. I know the ones that needed to win the most was probably Kansas City. I know you can't breathe a sigh of relief, but they're the most grateful, I think, thankful for their win, that they got that, because if you had lost to Indianapolis and, you know, you put yourself further behind the eight ball and really have no margin for error. So they have a lot of work left to do, but that was a huge win for them. Chicago, once again, finding a way to get it done, is pretty impressive, this young team. And then another team that's really breathing a sigh of relief is Detroit, because they would have been in bad shape if they had lost that game to the Giants. So just a really crazy, wacky year going on here.
I'm making the Michael Scott cringe face at Tampa Bay. Now, losing three games in a row, close on one score game to the Patriots, to the Bills, to the Rams, isn't crazy, but it's not trending in the right direction, having lost three straight, and the margins are getting worse and worse, and they look more and more helpless, and now Baker Mayfield's hurt to some degree. What do you make of them?
Yeah, well, that's the thing is last year they had a lot of injuries along their defense, and I remember being at training camp and talking to Todd Bowles, and I said, how much duct taping together did you have to do? And he was like, oh man, tell me about it. He's like, I'm just really looking forward to having a healthy year this year so we can see what we can really do. Well, yeah, shoot, that hasn't happened. And this year, all the problems are on their offense, where they already were without their top wide receivers, and they're hoping to get Chris Godwin back soon. And now Baker Mayfield, with the sprained AC joint, fortunately not in his throwing shoulder, but still, that impacted him a little bit. When he was in Cleveland, he had to have surgery then, does not have to have surgery with this here. But, you know, it's still just one more big bump or bruise that's hampering this team, and you just don't know. You look at that division, I don't think Atlanta is really going to get things together and make a charge. Carolina is interesting to me. They are kind of pesky, but they also are very Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but it seems like the ground is kind of slipping away underneath Tampa.
The New England Patriots are going to beat the Giants and get to 11-2 probably going into their bye. Are we thinking that's a one seed in the AFC? I mean, I know they've got a tougher schedule on the other side, so maybe you lose to the Bills and the Ravens, and that's no longer the case. But like a lot of people, I look at them and I go, I know they beat the Bucs and they beat the Bills, but for the most part, they're a paper tiger. If they get the one seed, does that even matter? I mean, now you're a win away from an AFC championship game, old school Brady style.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that they are fool's gold. I thought early on maybe so, but the way that they continue to get the job done and they continue to steadily improve, they've got a top 10 defense, a top 10 offense, a special teams unit that has multiple punt and kick returns for touchdowns. They just do it the right way and get the job done. And so when you look at the teams they have to face, they've already beaten Buffalo one time. And, you know, Baltimore is definitely not invincible. They struggled to really authoritatively put the Jets away. There really is no reason why they cannot wind up with the one seed. And, you know, it's going to be interesting. Once you get to the playoffs, you normally see those teams that have the experience really kind of elevate, and the teams that don't have the experience kind of wither. So it'll be interesting to see how New England does against those experienced teams once they get to playoffs. But they are really helping themselves, and home field advantage would be big for them, especially in that bye, you know, if they can get that number one seed.
Mike, Houston, big win last Thursday. It seems like ancient history given, you know, what happened here this weekend. But a tough next couple of weeks at the Colts, at the Chiefs. But they kind of saved their season, I feel like, with this little three-game win streak. They're very much a factor now in that topsy-turvy division. Kind of give me your prognosis on them.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you have a defense like that, you know, it really helps. It really helps. We're able to tread water and, you know, actually win a string of games without CJ Stroud. Now you get him back and you hope that he can further elevate that offense. The line was really bad early in the year. They've, you know, had some improvements along that front, which is definitely much needed. And so, you know, we'll see what happens with them. I think that even if they don't wind up catching some of those teams, they're going to make things difficult for a lot of teams. You're not going to want to go up against that defense and the pass rushers in the front that they have there. Because as we saw, Buffalo really, you know, they had no answer for it. And that was Josh Allen, who is normally Superman, looking very human. And so we'll see what happens with them. I thought that they were basically, you know, out of the picture, but they steadily clawed their way back into it. So it's going to be a really intriguing December on a lot of fronts.
Mike Jones of The Athletic talking NFL stretch run with us. One of these two powers over the last several years doesn't get into the playoffs. Who would it be? Right now, the Lions are on the outside looking in the NFC, and the Chiefs are on the outside looking in the AFC. If one doesn't get in, which would it be?
It might win. It's so hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. When you look at the teams that they've lost to and the teams that are in line for wild cards, you can see them missing out. But again, they always seem to find a way. But looking at Detroit, you know, I don't have a whole lot of confidence in Dan Campbell's play calling. And, you know, they have just, you know, a lot of talent, but there's something that's a little bit quite off. I could see them missing it as well. I don't know which one of those I believe more in. I guess I believe in Kansas City a little bit more, but again, things are stacked up kind of challenging way for them. I guess if I have to pick one, I'll say Detroit, but I don't feel good about picking against either one of those teams.
Mike, thank you as always. And as the great Dan Snyder once said, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Appreciate you.
Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Be good, thanks, Mike.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.